It's happening. I can see the sink light through the window. I'm not that far into the ring here. I can see the light. I can see the crack in the dome. I need to get closer to really see anything. Some of the bigger windows are blown out. The houses and apartments look fine, mostly. But the storefronts, they're all shattered. Sorry, I didn't get started earlier. I had to put on my shoes and make the feed live. I'm only used to doing one of those things. Car parked on the street here. Windshield's cracked. Sight vehicle. I can see the pass hanging from the rear view. We keep a couple of these in the ring for on-site transport. Can't really tell if the shaking did it or if something fell. I hadn't really thought about it. But I guess there's a risk of things falling right now, huh? Maybe I should stick to the middle of the street. It's not just a crack. Part of the dome has fallen in. It's collapsing. Left side of the dome just went. The whole fucking side. The hole's expanding. I can see. That's Milton Street North, maybe. I think that looks like the Milton Tower Apartments. The buildings are just tilting into the hole. Quieter. And the ground isn't. It's not shaking as much. Just sort of trembling. I don't think it's over. Glasses. The broken glass is like... It's shivering on the pavement. It's sort of like when you put something on top of a subwoofer. It's vibrating. I can kind of feel it in my legs as I walk. We're getting closer now. I can almost see inside. I think I understand why so many people came out to look when the fling happened. It's not bright. There's so much light, but it's not bright. I don't know how to explain it. It's so quiet. Is it over? I'm gonna get a little closer while I can. Oh God, it's so quiet. Some of the dome's still up, maybe 30%. More than I expected. Looks like the hole didn't open evenly. Which I guess that makes sense, right? That it drift to one side, not just crumble at the edges all the way around. I guess that makes sense. As much as anything makes sense. Is it really over? Already? What is that? Are those people?
Live. I'll give you all a moment to hop in, shall I? Hello, hello, good evening. How are you doing? Hope you're well. What are we doing today? Well, not what you're expecting, I promise you that. But you will see soon enough. Still there. And so, we make our approach.
Hey, you probably shouldn't be here.
I've as much right to be here as anyone else, don't I?
Organic or expensive?
I beg your pardon?
I'm asking you if that is a really expensive proxy, or if you... Hey, do you not know what's going on?
Do you think I would be here if I didn't?
I guess not. Look, if you're here in person, like, if I'm looking at you, the real and present you, you really shouldn't be here.
And you plan on chasing me away then?
What? No, I can't make you leave. Like you said, you've got as much right as anybody else. It's just... it's not that you can't be here, it's that you shouldn't be. It's not safe.
I appreciate the concern. Honestly, it's very touching. Thank you.
Fucking, yeah, all right. Sure, suit yourself. Christ.
Mind if I sit with you?
It's a fucking free country, isn't it? I don't own the sidewalk.
Yeah, but do you mind?
I guess not. Hey, is that thing on?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you know what? I might just...
Just to reassure you, it's only to my highest tier of subscribers. It's not a public feed by any stretch.
Right. Okay. Just keep me out of your viewfinder, okay?
My viewfinder? Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Not a problem. It's quite something, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is.
So what do you think they'll do next? Now that the barriers are up, I mean. Think they'll try to rebuild the dome? It worked well enough for a decade, but wasn't the cheapest thing.
Hey, look. Are you... Is this a conversation? Or is this an interview? Are you trying to interview me?
Would you like to be interviewed?
No.
Oh. That's a shame.
Sorry.
See, the thing is, I was hoping to get into this more naturally. An interview would have made that a lot easier. I'd have been very grateful.
Okay. Why do I feel like the last thing I want to do is ask?
Won't you, though?
Won't I what?
Ask.
Look, whatever it is you want, just... What do you want? Whatever you have to say to me, just say it.
Dorian, isn't it? It is Dorian. Dorian Oster?
Okay. Very good. Very impressive. I'm very impressed. You're a formidable detective, and I'm very impressed. Great work. So which one are you? Do you want me to start guessing handles? Is that what you want? For me to notice you?
Beg pardon?
Who are you? Which one are you? Clearly you know me. Now, who... Who are you?
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I haven't introduced myself. Hi. I'm Emrys Lord. I'm something of a fan.
Okay. Sorry, I mistook you for someone I'm willing to tolerate being a creep. This changes things. So, can't take a critic, is that it? Needed to hunt me down in person to make sure I knew how right you were all along?
What? No, not at all. Do you think you're the first person to call me a charlatan?
Okay. So then, what? What do you want? We're not pretending you accidentally stumbled into me, are we? Because you can't expect me to believe that.
Oh, no, of course not. No, 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 no accident. I've been listening to your feed. I knew you'd be around, and I had to imagine they'd want you out of the way during the cleanup, so I thought I might have a chance of finding you around here, near the edges. I came here deliberately. I was hoping I might be lucky enough to run into you.
That's a lot. I'm honestly not sure if I should be flattered or ask for a restraining order. Sorry, why are you looking for me? If you're not mad.
Because despite what you think, I'm a journalist. I had been hoping I might get the chance to ask you a few questions.
This couldn't have been an email? A message?
Well, you wouldn't have answered a grifter like me, would you now?
Okay, fair point. What do you want to ask me about? The event? If you were listening to the feed, you heard everything. I think you probably got the gist. I don't know what it is you think I could tell you.
So, here's the thing. I would like to ask you about that some other time, but that's not what I had in mind right now.
What? What do you want?
Dorian, you're from Wrensville, right?
Why are you asking me that?
And while you were in school, you would have been a year above a Miss Tiffany McCormick. Do I have that right?
Why are you asking me this?
Well, the thing is, Dorian, I was really hoping I might ask you what it is you know about the Phantom of Heron Fault.
You stay the fuck away from me.
I'm sorry?
Don't. Just don't. Don't talk to me. Don't come near me. And don't you fucking follow me.
Wow. Okay then. Well, that was rather dramatic. Looks like I was right to wonder if it wasn't a sore subject. Well, for all that it was a bit of a long shot, it seems we might actually be on track to uncover the truth behind a half-century-old hoax. Oh, my friends. I think we might have found our phantom.
Sinkhole was written and produced by Cale Brown. In general order of appearance.
The Ropeless Romantic was played by Stephen Kropa. James Jim Falk was played by Jesse Hall.
Wendy Laramie was played by Emma Johanna Pyrinen.
Emrys Lord was played by Vic Collins.
And, as always, the narrator was played by Cale Brown. Special thanks to Lisa Guente for his support during the production of Season 2. Check out Law of Names Media to listen to some of his own work as an audio fiction podcaster. Some of them might even feature voices you recognize. And a very special shout-out to the person who submitted a question for the Season 1 Q&A that I acknowledged but couldn't share at the time. I'm going to share it with you now.
This is the big one. If the sinkhole throwing people out happened once, it could happen again. Which brings me to a thought. The inside of that strange void does not seem to care much for time making sense. Perhaps everyone inside of that place was all spat out at the same time, but from the outside, it's across decades. Perhaps the 112 are only the first wave we can see from our linear perspective. If that's the case, do you worry for the rest? The present is already, in many ways, alien to the 112. I can't help but expect that the further you go, the more alien and inaccessible the future will become.
Hey, Gaz? You know those moments in Sherlock Holmes movies where Sherlock looks at a speck of dust on someone's shoe and tells them their entire life story? That's how I felt reading this. With that out of the way, as always, a huge thank you to everyone who's taken the time to let me know just how much you've been enjoying Sinkhole. Every rating, every review, every comment, and every friend you mention the show to, all of that matters, and I'm grateful for all of it. It's because of you, because of your enthusiasm, that so many people have found this weird little show. Thank you. Now, Sinkhole will return for Season 3 when it's good and ready. Follow us on Twitter as @SinkholePodcast for more information. Stay safe out there, and try not to fall into any holes.